Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's up, everybody? Happy Tuesday. Junkies with you on 106.7 The Fan. We are live on CSN Mid-Atlantic as well. Presented by PenFed Credit Union, great rates for the sports fan and you. Visit PenFed.org for details. We do thank you for tuning in this Tuesday morning, July 25th, 2 days away from Redskins training camp. I'm John Paul Flame, joined by Johnny Cakes Allville.
Hello, everybody. At Money Metal Cakes on Twitter and at Instagram, where I never post pictures, ever.
Like Jason ever. Bishop's here.
Brand new account, at the Lurch Papa. Follow me.
You're doing a bit.
I was trying to keep a straight face.
I know. You just can't do it.
I can't do it. You're right.
Do know Skippy's about to start his podcast, right?
Skip. Yeah. He's got the equipment. We're doing a little dry run podcast when I'm out there from his fat cave.
Very good.
I don't know if he's doing one before that or not, if that's the first one. But, yeah, it's coming.
I saw on social media that he was doing it today.
Oh, he's all about it. Oh, he is? He's doing a podcast today?
I think so.
Oh, okay.
You know, you can follow him on Twitter at Skip to My Fatties.
He's all about the podcast and picking fatties.
He's got a new picture up. I just checked it out.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a new glamour shot up there.
Let me see it.
At Skip to My Fatties. Look at that donk.
The Skip. He's such a donk. That's definitely an old picture.
Well, it's newer than the one he had up.
True.
Let me see, Cakes.
That's funny.
He's changing his look. He's updating his image.
I think he's going to have a good time. I think the podcast will be funny. I'm going to be a guest every once in a while. It'll be good. It'll be a good time. We'll talk a lot of college football.
I should mention that we gave away Guns N' Roses tickets yesterday, and we're giving away more on the show today. We will do so today at 8:40. With a Guns N' Roses montage.
Very
Once
good.
Again, you identify each of the songs in the Guns N' Roses montage. You will be going to the show, which is coming up October 19th. So Guns N' Roses tickets on the line. Also, we'll talk some Nats. Chelsea Janes from the Washington Post will join us to give us the latest. We may hear about Steven Strasburg's fate later today. Mm-hmm. He's been on the DL how many times in his career, Jason Bishop?
Ooh, do you have the answer?
I do.
I'm going to say seven.
Seven sounds like a good guess. Do I go over or under seven? I'm going to go over. He's been in the league for a while now. I'm going to say eight.
I heard he's been on the DL eight times in his career.
Wow. That is a lot.
Can we see a ninth?
I think that we may see a niner.
Is anything leaking out of... Nats Park.
Haven't heard Drabby. Anything. I'm just guessing.
Oh, okay.
You know, they'll probably say they just want to be safe. Isn't there a shorter DL stint now?
10. Yeah, it's a 10-day.
So maybe they'll put them on the 10-day.
Which doesn't hurt the Nats one bit. What is their lead now? Is it 12?
12 and a half.
Yeah.
What I can't figure out, I've never really...
Doesn't hurt them now.
What I've never really understood in the NFL is the pup list in the preseason. Like, what is the pup list in the preseason? Why put somebody on there?
Probably means they can't practice or they can't participate in preseason games, I would guess. Opens up another roster spot for somebody else.
Maybe it's a roster spot deal, yeah. So okay, if you put them on the pup, you don't get burned on a roster spot.
There were a lot of stories yesterday in the NFL, and we'll get to some of them in the Junkies Blitz later today, where the biggest name was Andrew Luck on the pup list. But the story was Andrew Luck is throwing the ball and will be ready for week one if there are no setbacks, but they put him on the pup list. So to me, I guess he maybe just throws on the side. He's not allowed to practice with the rest of the donks.
That was my understanding.
Okay.
So he's on the pup list to start training camp?
Believe so. For the Redskins, for example, D'Angelo Hall's on the pup list.
Mm-hmm. I think Luck is eligible to come off the pup list on September 2nd, which means he'd be ready well in advance of the Colts' first game.
Right. So he's basically going to skip the preseason.
So he's not going to play in any preseason games.
That's what it looks like.
So wait a minute. So he's on the PUP list until September 2nd. That means he doesn't practice at all?
I don't know.
See, that's what I understand. He's throwing.
You'd have to call.
But I guess he throws.
Maybe
on
just
the
can't
side.
Do an official practice.
Call Ross Tucker and find out what the deal is.
Call D. Smith. Call somebody who knows.
Yeah.
Because we clearly don't.
Or just look it up on Wikipedia.
You could do that.
But the PUP list rules have changed over the last few years.
Right.
So I don't know. I hadn't heard that.
The Colts can pull him off the list at any time. He can go to meetings. He can do rehab at the team facilities. He just
can't practice.
He can't practice. Doesn't take up a spot on the active roster.
Yeah. Knew it was a roster spot deal, but I didn't realize that he was going to be on the PUP. This is with the shoulder, correct?
Yes.
I mean, he's had a lot of problems with that thing.
I mean, he's taken a beating.
Yes, he has.
He's taken a beating.
Absolutely.
First few years there with Colts.
I would think that
some of it is his fault, too.
I got to think that that's got, yeah, holds on to the ball a little too long. But I would think that's got to hurt them and hurt him this year if he's not going to practice until, you know, right before the season starts.
That I don't know. I mean,
they can pull him off any time. I get it.
Well, I mean, how much practicing do these top guys need?
You absolutely need it.
They barely play in the preseason anymore. They barely put pads on during the entire year. They barely run anything.
I'm not talking about the games. I'm talking about day-to-day practices and just getting your timing down.
Get some chemistry with your receivers.
Yeah. I mean,
that is important.
Absolutely, you need that. But maybe it's, you know, maybe they pull him off in a couple weeks or 3 weeks and he gets a few practices in before week one. So that means that Scott Tolzien or Stephen Morris will be their starter.
There are such dregs as backups. So one of the bigger stories yesterday was that RG3 is going to have a tryout with the Los Angeles Chargers, right?
Yes, the LA Chargers.
They're no longer the San Diego Chargers.
They're not.
They're the Los Angeles Chargers. And I was thinking about it. I can't name their coach.
Hold on.
It's not McCoy anymore. It's that brother.
It's the donk from Denver.
Former 49er running back for a couple of years.
Hold on. This is a blind spot for me.
I can picture him. I remember him, but I don't remember his name.
Should know his
name. I knew it was a brother.
Initials, last name Drew?
Nope. Initials are A.L.
Anthony Lynn.
Right.
All right. Once you gave us the initials, it comes to you. So Anthony Lynn is the head coach of the Los Angeles Chargers.
Get used to saying that.
And the Los Angeles Chargers are going to take a look at RG3. And he should be on the team in my mind. Do you know who he's going to compete with? Who the current backup quarterback is?
Who's their backup?
Or Phillip Rivers. This is what tells me, like, it's a travesty that Colin Kaepernick doesn't have a job. And it's a travesty, in my mind, that they don't let Johnny Manziel back in the league.
Well, why would you want Johnny Manziel?
They're better than the guys who are backups.
They might be better.
Johnny Manziel
might be more skilled, but they're just a big headache.
There's no way Johnny Manziel is more talented or more NFL ready than most of the current backups in the NFL right now. He's just not.
Right, I heard this name is the backup in San Diego, I was like, oh my God.
I need a hint.
I mean, he's been around forever.
Oh, is it? I'm just going to throw a dart here.
Do they draft somebody?
Is it Kellen Clemens?
It is Kellen Clemens.
That guy is a journeyman. He used to be here in D.C. He's been around the block.
Yeah, but you know what? He's just as good as those other two guys.
Right.
And he's not a big headache.
He can step in if you need him.
34 years old. Career passer rating, 69, 20 interceptions, 16 touchdowns
but you know
in his
what?
Career.
We may goof on him, but he's going to have a 10-plus year NFL career. He might already have 10 years in.
Pretty close.
Yeah, he's 34 years old. But is he better than RG3? I'm no RG3 fan, but Kellen Clemens, and who did you name for the Colts?
Scott Tolzien,
and I've never heard of Lance Thomas or whoever the hell that was?
Well, first of all, with the Chargers, it doesn't matter who the backup is because Phillip Rivers never gets hurt. I mean, literally never gets
hurt.
Very
durable.
I mean, he never misses games. So it doesn't matter who you throw. You can throw cakes in, he's never going to play.
I would be sized for the backup, Jack.
But you got to remember, these guys are headaches. Do you really want to roll the dice with Johnny Manziel?
Absolutely
not. And then all of a sudden he's pulled over or he's, you know, arrested or he's in the club getting hammered or he's got a drug issue. I mean, I don't care about that.
Manziel to me is the bigger headache. RG3, according to the Browns coaches last year, was not a headache.
He's just
now,
not good.
For fans and people who follow him on social media, he's a bit annoying, but that really shouldn't affect how you decide on who your backup quarterback of your NFL team is.
All right, well, JP, obviously the Chargers feel like he could help them or make the team if they're giving him a workout.
Right, the Chargers are.
Yeah.
But you would think that there would be more offers. Maybe Colin Kaepernick will get a job. I mean, Colin Kaepernick was starting games last year, and some games was playing very well.
Well, you know
why. I don't think he's a great quarterback.
You know why he's not in a camp.
The stupid national anthem thing?
Correct.
That's so stupid. In my
opinion. May be stupid, but it probably rankles a lot of the owners and the higher-ups in NFL teams.
That's 100% the reason. Because, yes, he's good enough to be a backup and probably a starter in a few teams.
Yeah.
But he's not. He's getting blackballed.
So we'll see what happens with RG3. You're right. Let's say he gets the job. He's probably not going to play at all unless something does happen with Philip Rivers. Philip Rivers did tear his ACL one time. Didn't he play with a torn ACL in a playoff game?
I'm going to look at Philip Rivers' game started list here.
Oh, it's got to be a lot.
All right, so from 2006 until last year, all right, that's 11 years, he has not missed a game.
That is impressive. So he's gone from 06 Drabby. To 16 and hasn't missed a
Phillip
start?
Philip Rivers has started every single game for the last 11 years.
That includes a torn ACL at some point.
Yeah. I think that was in the playoffs.
That mofo is tough.
So is he the number one streak or is it Eli Manning? I feel like Eli Manning is the number one durable guy.
Yeah. I think you're right.
Well, they were drafted the same year, right?
2004?
Wasn't that the whole deal that the Chargers
Yeah, you're right.
We're going to draft Eli.
Yep, he has one more year of every start. So he went from 2005 until last year. So he's got 12 years. That's incredible. A guy
that
just never misses a game over 12 years.
Eli will break or he'll tie Peyton's streak this year.
It's amazing, too, that
at 227, then Favre has 321.
That it's the pocket quarterbacks who are sitting ducks who are actually the more durable guys when you look at it.
Mm-hmm. Just kind of know how to take a hit.
Or they know how to get rid of the ball.
Right. They deliver the ball quickly and aren't sustaining as many hits.
Yeah, I mean, you've seen the way that Tom Brady deals with it and Peyton Manning was dealing with it during his latter years. They feel somebody coming and they just go down. Let's go down and live for another down.
Yeah,
I just read that Mariota lost 15 pounds this offseason against the Titans' wishes because his trainer convinced him that the number one injury for quarterbacks is ACL sprain and, quote, you can't hurt what you can't catch. So they want Mariota faster.
So what is he losing, 15 pounds?
Now, apparently Mariota's down to 215 now.
So his trainers wanted him faster, but the Titans wanted him heavier.
Right, or at the same weight.
I'll tell you what.
Yeah, I don't know if that's a good formula for Mariota
like
at all. I mean, because Andrew Luck, we're talking about Andrew Luck. He's taking a lot of hits, but he also takes hits when he scrambles.
Yeah.
Like, he'll go into the end zone and try and run over a linebacker. Like, that's not a prescription for a quarterback to last long in the league.
Yeah.
You know, there are big guys who do that, like Cam Newton and Andrew Luck. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. The guys who have the durability... Philip Rivers, Eli Manning, previously Peyton Manning, Tom Brady. Yeah, sometimes they have good offensive lines. Generally, they get rid of the ball quick, and generally, they know how to go down before they get absolutely murdered.
And Luck has never had a good O-line.
No.
Not since Stanford. Okay, because I would have no problem having Mariota as my starter on my fantasy squad.
Of course you would.
Oh, man. He's going to put up numbers
this year.
Because
he could throw for 25 to 28 touchdowns, scramble for 6 or 8 more.
He threw 26 last year, 3,400 yards. That's not a ton of yards, but I think that's going to go up. And let me get his rushing numbers.
Now, from what I remember from his year last year, a lot of those were concentrated. I can't remember in which portion of the schedule.
Didn't he have a couple of big touchdown games?
He had a few, like, just crazy games.
Five or six.
Like, eye-popping type numbers.
All right, now, he only rushed for 349 last year, but I think that could go up, too, especially if he's losing weight.
Yeah.
But if you had to roll with Mariota or Winston... You're going to roll with Winston in fantasy.
I think it's close.
I think it's pretty close.
I don't think so.
I think
Winston could light it up this year now that you had DeSean Jackson in the mix with Mike Evans.
And you have O.J. Howard at tight end as a rookie. He does have weapons.
That's true. Yeah, he's got weapons, no doubt. But I love Mariota. I love the rushing ability. I think he'll throw 30 touchdowns. He could probably rush for another 5 or 6. I think he's going to put up big numbers.
So we'll see what happens with RG3 in Los Angeles. So you have the Los Angeles Chargers, the Los Angeles Rams, and the Raiders are still in Oakland, right?
They're in Oakland for at least the next couple of seasons until the stadium is built in Vegas. And then they head south.
That's going to be crazy.
It is.
So Vegas is going to have a hockey team and an NFL team.
The Vegas Golden Knights dropped the puck this fall. Just a few months.
Times are changing in the NFL, my friends.
All right, as I mentioned, Chelsea Jane's going to join us in the Washington Post coming up at 9:20. She'll give us the latest on Steven Strasburg and the Nationals. Your chance to win Guns N' Roses tickets, 8:40, right here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.